Jimmy, you had a great first two rounds. Today didn't play out like you planned. What happened that changed your good flow and rhythm out here?
You know, I hit a couple bad shots, cost me some bogeys, and then I started actually playing better, but greens got so firm. I think three holes in a row, I flushed it, landed it behind, it bounced over the green, and then I didn't have the touch today to get up and down, so I really just made a ton of bogeys. I mean, bogeys in the fairway, which really cost me a lot. You know, I hit some good drives, and I hit a pee wedge behind, it bounced over, and I wouldn't get up and down, but it was tough. Course played great. Looks like Adam played awesome. You know, anything near par today is fantastic with the wind, and the pins were just great like they always are. So not great. Surprised that I got fifth alone after shooting 80, but you know, I made it to California, so that was the goal. I just didn't want to do it a little different way.
Yep. Well, you'll be in the PNC with a shot at the PGA Championship next year, the Centennial One in St. Louis. I know you'll look forward to having that opportunity.
Yeah, and I've been getting better every year there. So, you know, the progression's right. I just got to try to put together four solid days. Like, I had two great days here, and then just an average day would have won the thing. Just got to compound the errors. Got to just play solid, and I didn't do that. But I'm happy for Adam. He's a great player, so good for him.
And you will be, well, I'm sure you'll get some points, and you'll be ready for that Eagle Ridge season finale, huh?
Well, I made it a little more interesting than I wanted to since Adam was, I think he was only, I don't know where he was in the points standings. He's probably only five or six back, so it's a little closer than I want it. But if I play well, do my job, I should be there still.
It's got to be a great feeling to survive all 3 days out here and come away with the trophy and the check at the end.
Yes, it was. It was a good 3 days, and the course was playing really tough, and I just held in there, grinded for pars, made a few putts for birdie, and just avoided the big mistakes.
Was there a point where you realized what was happening to Jim and that you had jumped up to the lead?
No, I didn't check any scores. I checked them at 5-tee when they had him there. I saw Jimmy was two over, I think, through five, and then right there I kind of felt that he's not going to run away with it, maybe, but you never know with him. He's good, and he can make a lot of birdies, so I just kind of held in there, didn't check it at all.
What was the key to your round? Did you do something early that was a crucial par save, a birdie or something that got you going?
I think maybe on the first hole. I drove it in the bunker in the fairway and had to hit a wedge out, and then at 130 in, which you don't want for your third shot on that hole. And I'd hit it to about 2 feet and tap that in. So that was a good feeling to start off the day like that.
Did you have one get wet on you on 17 that might have concerned you a little bit?
Yeah, I hit one in the water on 10 and 17 off the tee. So I kind of knew that I could still make par possibly, but I ended up walking away with bogey, which I was happy with.
Tell us about this course as a site for the section championship.
I think it's a great course. The greens are very challenging. It's generous off the tee. But you just got to stay steady, get up and down, and make putts. And the course is in fantastic shape.
Yeah, I got to be feeling great about the opportunity to go to the PNC next year and take a shot at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going back again. I did good this last June, so hoping to do a little better this time and make it into the top 20. That's the goal.
And then will you go play at Eagle Ridge and try to get yet another major this year?
Yeah, we'll see. That's always the goal, is to win. So we'll see what time says.